Much of the discussion centered on sustainability. Koss talked about how Culver's connects with agriculture about that topic.
We connect in a number of different ways, and at Culver's we believe very strongly that we need to have a strong connection with the farming community, because Culver's wouldn't be where it's at without the great farmers across this nation. And so it was about 5 years ago that we put in place a specific cause initiative we call Thank You Farmers, to really show our appreciation for farmers and what they do for us, and help better educate our guests on where our food comes from. And also very closely affiliated with the FFA and supporting everything they do as well. But in all of our messaging, we try to be fully transparent and talk honestly and accurately about where our food comes from. And, the tremendous effort it takes for a farmer to provide the great tasting food that we're able to serve.
Yeah, and then getting that message out to the consumers. I mean, one thing you mentioned, you have a video on your website that describes that. You do some, I guess, in your advertising as well?
Yeah, we do. More recently in our television spots, we've been able to feature suppliers, farmers, to talk about our food products and where they come from, and make that connection from farmer to guest. And most recently, we have a spot called Grower to Guest, and it goes into a deeper story about where our food comes from. And then in addition to that, on our website, we're able to go tell a deeper story and feature stories about the day in the life of a farmer and that effort it takes and what the farmer looks like today, versus just a few years ago, and how technology has helped make them more efficient and more sustainable farming practices.
Brilliant question. That's what I need. Is it? Actually, I had one. Apologize.
No,
it just slid out of my mind. Oh, I know. One of the things that was discussed here is pressure that maybe Culver's is feeling from other industry, restaurant industry members who are making a point about non-GMO, cage-free, that sort of thing. How do you address that pressure?
Yeah, and I don't know if we are feeling pressure from the competition in what they're talking about. Certainly we do hear from our consumer today, and our guests are more curious about where their food comes from. But still today, the masses are more concerned about the quality of the product, the taste of the product, the nutritional aspects of the product, and then the value piece as well. And, as we tell our story, we're going to be transparent about that and be honest and accurate about where our food comes from. And not that we don't worry so much about what the competition is doing, but we know what we want to do and what story we want to tell.
That's Joe Koss, President and CEO of Culver's, and I'm Jim Dewey.